I'm Katie Maslow.
And I'm Michelle Serrano. We started with craft nights, and we would get together, we'd make subversive greeting cards and bookmarks and things like that. And one day I grabbed a Crouager out of my kitchen cabinet and said, hey, I want to make a terrarium out of this. So we started experimenting to make sure that we had the right moisture balance, and we fell in love. As soon as we started making them, Katie says, well, you know, they look like little gardens. We need little people to go in them. And that was it. It was like the magic moment.
There is something so wonderful about this beautiful piece of glass on a table in the middle of the room, and you start to inch closer and you see, oh, there's plants in that, how pretty. And then you start to look closer and you're like, there's a grave and there's a car with some body parts sticking out of it. And of course we have lovely bucolic scenes with cows grazing and lovers in the field. Okay, of course we do. But when it comes to the things that we personally love, it is definitely the quirky.
We make a little CSI crime scene that I'm particularly fond of. There's 15,000 different types of moss out there in the world. We work with about a dozen, so it really is knowing what works well inside of a terrarium.
Once we start mossing together in the woods, we'd come home to Brooklyn and we'd see moss in the crack in the sidewalks and on roofs, and like you cannot unsee it. You know, once you have this eye for that greenery that's growing anywhere it can, you start to really appreciate just how tough that stuff is.
The ability to work with your hands to create is always going to be amazing, no matter what it is that you're creating. When you're working with living material, there is an added element to it that's very peaceful and relaxing.
What I love about terrariums is you get to see the world you want to, you know, see. You get to create the world you want to live in, or you get to just have this totally zen moment on your desk while you're freaking out. My degree's in poetry, and I never wrote a poem that spoke to me as much as a terrarium did. So I would say that they are incredibly intricate and dynamic living sculptures.